Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show that presents smart thoughts for smart thinkers. I'm Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and host of this show. I am also a marketing strategist, a creative tactician, and an executive coach. And I've got a half a century of real-life experience, which covers a wide range of things which we will talk about at times. But what is important is this show is designed to educate, inform, stimulate, and motivate. And there are things that we do and guests that we have, as we will have tonight. We'll introduce her in a moment. But the key to it is we have four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and my favorite, Fearless Marketers, for those of you who aren't afraid to take a few steps. And we would like to hear from you on things that you would like us to do, things you would like to share with us, and one of the ways to do that is through our email, marketingsmartly@aol.com, and our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. And tonight, I'd like to introduce a lovely lady who's got some fascinating background that I think we all can benefit from. Her name is Hara Teicher from New York. Hara, introduce yourself.
Hi. Yes. Okay. So you got my name correct. And
only because I've known you for so long. but tell people first the name of your company and a little bit about what your company does.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have several companies, but I guess for what we're talking about is what, like, I'm launching right now, and that is my company, Relief Without a Prescription. So the background on me is that I'm a personal development coach and a holistic lifestyle coach. So I have a product line that I incorporate into my coaching on both levels. And so what I decided to do is just a month ago, we created the website for Relief Without a Prescription to be like an umbrella for all the different things that I would do, all my different coaching aspects, my product line, and to be able to bring in anything, any product or service that would help somebody on a natural level, you know, live a better life.
So you've created, in a sense, a marketing umbrella under which a variety of different things can come in.
Yes.
Now, how many different companies do you have under this umbrella?
Well, I mean, like, I'm an author and I'm a speaker, so I have various, different, you know, entities that go under it, but it's all umbrellaed by my name, and it's Hara Teicher & Associates, LLC, and then the business that I'm really focusing on now is Relief Without a Prescription.
Which is a fascinating title. Tell us a little bit about Relief Without a Prescription.
Well, it's exactly what it says. I mean, you know, I see the world is in a strange place. I see that people are on medications by the time they're five. I mean, I see that, we're just in a place and time now where people need to be really listening and educating themselves on what's real and what's not real and becoming good researchers. So Relief Without a Prescription is a way, it's also a resource, but it's the way to get relief without going through all the different, things that people tell you to do. And, of course, you know, big business is like that. You know, no surgeon's going to tell you to do something natural if they can, you know, because they won't get their fee for cutting you up for $50,000 and all that stuff. So it's just a need for people to know. It's a need to know, and that's what the site is about.
Well, you hit upon an interesting point that I think is key to anybody marketing any business. And it's something I talk about often, the WIFM factor, WIIFM, what's in it for me? Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is something that a lot of people need to think about, which is what extra value do you deliver to people when you are educating them, informing them, opening their minds, giving them a different perspective. Because rather than dictating to people, which is what happens quite often in the medical field and the health field, you're educating people.
Right.
You educate them through your speeches, and what other ways that are you educating them?
Well, I do it like I write articles, I write blog posts. I mean, I think that you have to have a steady stream of your mindset that has to go out there. And I think that's what differentiates one coach from another, one health practitioner from another. It's really, like in the marketing process, is to be able to convey who you are and how you are different from other people, what your passion is, and let people get to know you on a level so that you become a trusted advisor for them. You know, there's a very well-known saying that, like, nobody cares what you know until they know how much you care. And to be able to, you know, just be in that place where, you know, from what you've divulged of yourself, I'm not talking about being personal, but I'm saying what really is making you tick, and being able to convey that to people so that they get a sense of, you know, you're in it to help. You really, you mean it. You're passionate about it. And then from there, the rest of it is really leading people to certain places, and then it's up to everybody to make the next step.
Well, you hit upon a point I've talked about many times on this show, and that is you have to have a passion for what you're doing. And that passion takes you through rough times. It helps get the message over, and you build trust. People can sense when you have a passion about something. And
right.
It's not just, as you said, not just selling, but informing, educating. And also, and I tend to rhyme with these words, motivate and stimulate as well as educate. Because people are difficult, especially in today's world. They are not as open to change as they should be. They're
right.
Not as open-minded as they should be. And
right.
What are some of the obstacles you see out there in the marketplace that you run into?
Well, I mean, you were just
customer reactions.
What you were just talking about, it's like something you're always a proponent of, which is thinking outside of the box. I mean, I think that, you know, this is a more than one interview show. This is a lifetime
conversation. Oh, we'll have you on
often. You know, it's like there is so much going on in the media, in the way things are presented to us, that is so controlled and so controlling. And I don't want to get into a big story about it, but I mean, you know, you can watch television and you can see a commercial for somebody who has depression, and they say, take this pill, and they give you this beautiful picture of this guy and this girl now having a perfect life, but the side effects are you can die, you can have a stroke, you can, you'll be dead, but you won't have depression. I mean, so you see that these companies are marketing to an audience that's lost their, you know, their responsibility for their own health. They have put their faith in people who are companies who are making money off of them. So when you say what are the obstacles you run up against, it's like there's so many things. People become so complacent with being unhealthy, with being unhappy. I mean, it amazes me. I'm just it shocks me. You see people. I can't help myself. Sometimes I'll walk into a store and I'll, like the coffee shop, and I'll see somebody putting like 8 Splendas in their coffee, and it's like, sometimes I'll say, like, you know, do you mind if I tell you something? And sometimes people say, like, I really don't want to know. So mind your own business. It's like, okay, that's fine. Open to listen to somebody to tell you something that is really a health hazard. I mean, these are health hazards. I remember when I was leaving for Spain and I had my little bag of Splenda because I thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And this woman came over and she did that to me. And I didn't want to hear what she wanted to tell me. But when I came back from the trip, I learned about it, and I realized, oh, my God, that stuff's poison. Oh, my God, the whole marketing campaign about that is it's like a natural replacement for sugar. It is not. So the what happens when you coach somebody, they come to you and they say, I've got this and that and the other thing, you start out with some basic things about the way they're running their life, their body, their health, and there's so many obvious flaws. You say, well, why do this? Can you do this? Can you do that? No, I don't like that. I don't know if I can do that. I mean, what do you mean? This is your life. What do you believe? How can you sell your own self short? So the objections are people get very lazy.
Well, they are very lazy. And one of the things people don't, as you're saying, people don't do their homework. There was something on television the other night about Cheerios, the regular Cheerios, a new thing I think called Cheerios Protein. Mm-hmm. And it actually had, I believe, 8 times as much sugar.
Right.
And just a fraction, I think 0.7 tenths of a percent more protein. People have to learn in any business, I don't care what the business is, they have to do their homework. And as a marketer, if whatever someone is selling, whatever they're marketing, their product or service, they have to learn to what I call observe and absorb. The first thing that you do, and this is how I'm sure you found many of the gaps out there, is you go out and look at what is happening. What are people doing? Are they doing things by rote? Are they thinking anything through? They're just following the crowd. One of the things in business, and I love quotations, as you probably know, there's a wonderful quote that I wish more companies would listen to, especially the marketing departments, you know, because they tend to mimic each other. As an article I wrote recently was published, said, don't be a mimic marketer, you know, or are you a mimic marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate rather than originate? And
right.
That is one of the problems out there. And also the fact is they don't look at what I call the sameness factors, the similarity factors that are out there. But that's how you think outside the box. When you go and look what everyone is doing, the one question that should be at the base of your mind is, all right, this is what everyone's doing. They're following the crowd, but when you follow the crowd, as the quote goes, the crowd doesn't follow you. So the key is when you look at things, I have a thing I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity, and it says every business in every industry tends to operate the same as everyone else in that industry until someone takes the time to look at the similarities, the sameness factors, and when they do, they will find an overlooked, untapped opportunity. It's sitting there. It's waving at them. And
well, you're the master of that, Les.
Well, I'm sure that that's what you identified when you got into this field, is, as you were stating, people are bombarded with things. They don't take the time to do their research. They don't take the time to do their homework. And it is key to a marketer today, in order to differentiate themselves from the competition, is not just to mimic what others are doing, but to educate people, inform them. This is why you need this product. This is what this product can do for you. This is what you need to do your homework on. Now, you do things like workshops, I believe, as well as giving speeches. Am I correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have a new book. I'm part of a new book now. It's called The Change, and it's a series of personal development coaches from all over. And I think I'm in book 4. Must be 20 series now. It's like going to be the largest personal development book series. And, you know, it's just to go around speaking in different locations all across the country and, you know, do workshops. And we also have, like, the Health and Wellness Network, where I speak every 3 weeks. We have monthly meetings and so forth, and I'm one of their sponsors. So, you know, always trying to get the message out there to people about, you know, how to live a healthier, happier life.
Well, you also hit a point that you mentioned. You write articles, and you do posts on a blog. And this is another way for people to build in their marketing strategy, to build credibility. It's important. It's like this year, I'm a guest columnist for something called the Philadelphia Business Journal. And they have published so far this year 10 of my articles because it is my way of getting the word out that who I am, what I do, by this. And I use those articles as a way to show people my perspective. You want insight on me? Here.
Right.
Read this article.
No, right.
That
no
thing.
Question.
So I think it's important that people, I don't think people understand, you know, we're not all born writers, but that doesn't mean that one cannot learn to present something. Now, I don't know if you have any secrets in the writing, but what I tell people is create a framework, bullet point, key points.
Right.
And then depending whether it's a blog or an article, you can fill it in from there.
Right.
What do you find to be some of the questions when you give a speech or you're doing a workshop? What are some of the questions you hear the audience asking?
Well, I mean, it depends on what the nature of the conversation is. I mean, I do personal development and I do lifestyle coaching. And so there are a myriad of ways. It's usually a person's looking to get unstuck from a place that they know that they're in and are, you know, just looking for an answer. But back to your conversation that you just were talking about, how people differentiate themselves, I mean, there could be 8 coaches in a room. And many times you go to networking events and you go to places and there's a whole bunch of people that are in the same business that you're in. And you wonder, like, how can I stand out? But the thing is exactly what we're talking about. It's like your marketing is your branding yourself because you're showing what it is that you have, you know, and who you are and who you're being and all that. So all those components like your passion and your enthusiasm and all those things, they make you you. And I remember a couple of years ago you're talking about writing posts and articles. So when I first started doing the marketing, the first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to write a book. And I was like, how can I possibly write a book? I mean, it's like this is an enormous undertaking. And interestingly enough, I saw something in one of those learning annex things or whatever, and they had a class. And this guy was there, his name was Mike Lippman, was a fabulous, fabulous coach. And he said, "Do you want to write a book? I'll tell you how to do it in 5 minutes." And like I was laughing in the back of the room because it's like this guy had a formula. And it was great, and exactly what you said, bullet point. What he said, basically, you want to write a book, he said, write an outline of 10 things that you can talk about in your subject that you could speak about for 5 minutes. So just put that down, jot them down, and that's your book. He said the beginning is your interview, you do an introduction, you do a close, and you're just basically giving your information. So in that period of time, when you begin to brand yourself and you begin to kind of get out there and people don't know who you are, you do the posting and you do the videos and you do the YouTube and you show people who you are and you write these articles and you do all that stuff so you can start to amass some, you know, some stuff that belongs to you. It's your content. And you know, it's your credibility is to have a book. Oh, my God, you have a book. And then all of a sudden, you know, people want to talk to you. And I think that, like, what that kind of led me to understand is when you get that marketing stuff going online and you do it on a day-to-day basis, you put in a little bit of time every single day, you get to a place where that starts to run itself. And it's amazing, but it's true. Because I would teach college students when they graduated, and these guys would come out of college and they still had to take a marketing internship for nothing so that they could learn a skill from me to bring to another opportunity or, you know, possible job offer. But it was all about, like, building, one post after another, one article, this, that, and the other thing. And that's been done, like, 10 years ago for me. And I see now, even today, I don't do a lot of stuff online, but I see every week 4 or 5 people like my fan page on Facebook. I see every week probably 6 to 10 people request a connection with me on LinkedIn. And it's just amazing how once that process has been, the foundation has been laid, you have, it runs on its own. I mean, you have to put a little care in there.
You're absolutely right. I don't know the last count. I think I have 700 people on LinkedIn or something like that. I've had, I think, 5 this week so far. And what gets me, I get them from all over the world.
Right.
South Africa, Vietnam. I mean, it's amazing.
It's amazing. The internet gives you access to everybody.
No, absolutely. But, you know, you also are making some very good points that this is a continuous process, whatever business you're in. And the reason, as this show is entitled Smart Marketing for Small Business, there are 28 million small businesses in the United States. 22 million of them are basically one-person businesses.
Right.
And they need to learn what are basics. And, you know, we're dealing with what, and here comes my cynicism, we're dealing with what I call the uncommon factor, common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they need to do that. But we're going to pause for a minute because I want you to do me a favor first. I want you to tell people how to reach you and what website they should go look at.
Well, okay, you can reach me on a lot of things. I'm on all the sites like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn as Hara Tasher. So, I mean, and
I write every day. My name is
H-A-R-A. My last name is T as in Tom, A-I-C-H-E-R. And every day I write something on, I put a lot of posts on Facebook, and it's all the content about personal development usually. It's about holistic lifestyle. So those are things that kind of keep people engaged in what I'm doing and what I'm about. On LinkedIn, it's linkedin.com/ Hara Tasher. My website now is reliefwithoutaprescription.com, and that's the product line that I have out now that, you know, one of my focal points is.
Hello there. Did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose me. I'm on. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Whenever I hear a pause in the voice with technology, I get concerned.
Right. You know,
but then as I tell people, I'm an old codger because I'm planning to bring back the rotary phone and pay phones.
You're the smartest person. This is the smartest man I know in the marketing field. Bless has taught me so much. It's unbelievable. He's the smartest outside-the-box thinker. Such a generous, brilliant man this man is. I love this man. I'm so happy. I never would stay up this late to give an interview. But I wanted to say something else. I just wanted to kind of wrap this up about, like, how people, because I know when I was starting out, I didn't know what to do, and there's so much to do, and you don't know where to start first. You do so many things, and you never do anything enough to make an impact. So, I mean, just in terms of marketing your product, yourself, whatever, the most important thing that you're doing, I think, across the board is you have to develop yourself so that you know who you are, so you can present yourself wherever you are in a way that people get you. And that's number one. You know, the doing the online stuff, however you do that, if you can do it yourself, you've got other people that maybe can help you, it's a beautiful thing to build a base. And once you get that going, and once you've done, I don't know, videos, or you have a book, or you have a blog, and you have some kind of content that people see on a daily basis, they know who you are, and they develop with you, you get to a place of, this is where I'm at in my marketing, is where it's all about partnering now. And I just, before I fall asleep, I want to make sure that the rose is say that, you know, that that's really the fun part when you actually made your foundation solid enough that you are credible and people want to talk to you. And so what ends up happening, the collaborations that are available to you and the partnerships and the venturing with other people, it's just a beautiful thing because there is room for everybody to do well. It's just really knowing who you are, being able to communicate that to your audience, and then finding people who have similar but different things that complement you and being able to do things together. I mean, that is where I think the business really starts to take off because you're working together, you're marketing together, your online thing is doubled, and your exposure is, you know, exponentially out there.
Well, there's two words that you have used that I think are very important to just kind of reemphasize. One is networking, and the other is partnering. Because I'm not sure that everyone understands the fact that networking is literally a 7-day-a-week situation. As I explain to people, and you know some of the ventures I'm involved in, is the fact you don't know who knows who. So the more people you let know what you're doing, the more doors that open. Don't you find that to happen?
Absolutely, absolutely. You, I mean, I was. I don't know if I told you this, but I was standing in line at the bank the other day, and this guy was on the phone talking the whole time, and it was like lunch hour, so such a long line. This guy was talking nonstop. I was like, shut up already, you know. And at the very end of his conversation, he said something. He mentioned some celebrity's name and some other celebrity's name, and all of a sudden it piqued my interest because there were sports figures, and I was like, I love sports. So I was like, when he got off the phone, I said, oh, you know, so what do you do? And it turned out that he did something really amazing, and we had something very much in common. And so I said, he said, here's my card. I said, here's your my card, whatever, boom, we exchange cards. Anyway, when he went to look at me, you know, people go to look at you after you give them your card. And so when
right.
you have a nice look online, your whole, you know, whole platform is up there, you know, people get back to you and they want to do business with you because it all looks really good. So in
no, you're absolutely right.
You're always
unfortunately, I don't look as good as you. Folks, you should explain, this is one very attractive woman.
You're
absolutely.
The smartest person, I'm telling you. You're miles and miles ahead of me, but I appreciate that.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up, and I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you so much for this. And, you know, remember the name, people, Hara, H-A-R-A, Teicher, T-A-I-C-H-E-R. And you can reach her everywhere, Facebook, LinkedIn, name it. All right, darling, take care, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Les. Nice to talk to you.
Now go get yourself some sleep.
Okay.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. And for those of you who want to, go to our LinkedIn group and look at the various LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. In addition, our email address is marketingsmartly@aol.com, and our blog is smartmarketingmoves.com. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear your comments, thoughts, topics you'd like us to cover. If you'd like to be a guest and you have something you think you can share that others can learn from, please get in touch. Email me again. It's marketingsmartly@aol.com. This is truly your show, not my show, your show. The idea here is to help you outthink, outflank, outmaneuver, and outsmart your competition without having to outspend them. Wish you the very best. Have a happy Thanksgiving. and talk to you next week. Spread the word.